This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz and welcome. Hope it's going to be a special day for you. This is Morning Devotions. A lady attended a church who had a bit of a reputation. She was always grumbling and moaning about something and people were getting a bit sick of this, her attitude. So one day her pastor, her minister, he had a bright idea. He knew that she was a farmer and around the area was the best potato crop around. So he thought he'd try to encourage her and bring her a little bit of happiness. "Well, Mary," he said, "you must be very happy. Everyone's saying how healthy your potatoes look this year." And then comes this sad reply, "Yes, it's true, they're pretty good, but what am I going to do when I need bad ones to feed the pigs?" Now, I did smile when I read that. I thought it's a good illustration, you know, of a discontented person. And that's what I want to talk about today and again tomorrow. And here's the question I want to ask you. Are you discontented with life? And really, what does it mean to be discontented? Are you a discontented person? I think it means a restless longing for some better circumstances, not being content, or even being dissatisfied. I think that there are a lot of people who have a sense of not being satisfied with anything. They feel there's something missing in their life. And when you look around, we could call this the disease of discontentment. It's an epidemic. One psychologist calls it actually chronic discontent. It's like the man who walks into his garage, looks at his new car, which is less than 2 years old, and he thinks it's time to buy a new one. Or the lady opens her wardrobe full of clothes and says, "I've got nothing to wear." Or, "I need a new TV because my friend bought a brand new one last week." And some employees, they're not content with their work, like the guy who complained to his boss he missed out on the promotion. And he was quite angry. He said, "Don't you realise, boss, that I've got 25 years experience?" "No, you don't," his boss said. "You have 1 year's experience repeated 25 times. Well, there's nothing wrong with wanting a promotion, provided that you're the right person, that you've done the work. But there's this unreal sense of never being satisfied. And if that's you, then you're looking for trouble. Someone has said, until you make peace with who you are, you'll never be content with what you have. And our world shouts, things bring happiness and contentment. A little bit more money, that'll solve all your problems. Now, it's not so much of your life that's spent on craving more. Problem is that it's not true. If you crave for more, you'll miss out on the things that are worthwhile. The little girl was talking at the meal table. Her father, he was a bit of a grumbler. And so she said to her mother, "I know what everybody in this family likes. Johnny, he likes hamburgers. Janie, she likes, my sister, she likes ice cream. Tom likes bananas and Mummy likes chicken." And Dad was getting a bit annoyed because she hadn't included him in that little talk. "What about me?" he said. "What do I like?" And then she said, "Look, Dad, you like everything that we haven't got." Well, let's think for a moment about technology. You know, we feel we can't live without another day unless we've got the smartest phone or the fastest internet connection. We do crave, many of us, for the instant connection with friends, whereas in the older days we used to phone or write to them. So new technology, that sort of forces us to be chasing the new. Perhaps it's right what Henry Kissinger once said to many. He said, "Tragedy is wanting something very badly and not getting it." But many of us, he said, have had to learn that perhaps the worst form of tragedy is wanting something badly, getting it, and then finding it's empty. That's true too, isn't it? But did you know there's a God-shaped vacuum inside every one of us? The Bible makes this very clear, that God created man, that he wants us to be in relationship with him. And inside us, you, me, there's a capacity to communicate with God, to connect with him. And so until that day happens, we'll feel discontent, disengaged, because nothing else will take the place of God through his Son, Jesus Christ, Jesus who died on the cross, who wants to share his life with us. Heavenly Father, we know that it's easy to be discontent, to be angry and to feel we've never got what we want. Help us, Lord, to be content and to trust you in all things. Amen.